Palmer, St. Helena, California, January 21, 1906. Palmer. My dear brother, the hour of God's judgment is soon to come. The world will come more and more under the sway of evil, seducing agencies. Satan has full sway over a large class, and his efforts are now centering determinedly upon those who have had the light of the third angel's message. Unless those who know the truth for these last days are established and settled in the truth, they will be strongly tempted, for Satan, through his wiles, will bring about a condition of things that will deceive and allure, if possible, the very elect. The enemy will strive to carry out his deceptive plans through those who occupy positions of responsibility in our sanitariums. Those whose souls are full of ambitious projects will come under his sway and will communicate seducing representations to those who look to them for instruction in medical lines. Thus, souls will be deceived and led away from the divine instruction to the exaltation of human beings. They will be led to sacrifice principles for the wiles and subtleties of the enemy, reasoning away God's requirements regarding character building. They will be enticed onto a false track, and their pride will be so flattered with the thought of gaining advanced knowledge that they will be deluded. Those who look to them as teachers accept their fallacies and unite with them, instead of doing their duty by trying to break the spell. They give themselves up to become imbued with the spirit of the enemy and use arguments that he has framed to deceive others. The end is near, and the Lord has again presented your case and that of your family before me. I say to you, be not deceived. Humble your heart before God and make thorough work for eternity. I beseech you to see that your soul's eternal welfare demands that you now come to God and repent. Is not heaven worth striving for? I saw you linking up with worldlings. You love company of that kind, but you will perish in your defective character unless you turn square about. It is now no time to yield up your faith. This is a time of peril. Take up the work waiting to be done, and let your heart break before God. Be sure that I carry you and your family on my soul. When I was at your home, I felt your danger intensely. It has been presented to me that you are in great danger, for you choose to unite in business with men of the world, thinking that thus you will have a better opportunity to make money. What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Mark 8, verse 36, 37. I cannot write more now, but before closing, I beseech you to break now with the power of darkness. Let not Satan steal away your faith. I will send you a copy of Ministry of Healing,